All right, Chris, her employee number is 08378.
08378?
Yes.
And why are you refusing to transmit to her?
To Linda?
Yes.
Because like I said before, I talked with the supervisor, and any communication needs to be in writing towards the company.
For what reason?
As was explained to me, because you were verbally abusive to Cindy.
And Cindy is the president of the company? Now, what's her position? She president?
No, she's supervisor.
All she is a supervisor. She's making decisions for the company? What is Cindy's employee ID number?
Cindy's employee ID number is 05929.
Okay, what's the email address for your complaints department?
It's the same one, the customer care at questar.com.
The same person who answers that is your chief, there's the president of the company, there's Linda, there's Cindy, there's everybody, huh? Why don't you tell me, how do I email the payment?
How do you email a payment?
Yes. How do I email a payment to you? If we're going to do this in writing,
if you're going to do a payment, it'd probably be best to mail it in. I don't know of a way to email it in.
So I'm going to have to, my services are down. You're asking that I mail the payment to you.
All right. I'm going to advise you that communication needs to be in writing.